And I want to welcome you to the I Want to Know More podcast for this week. On the podcast today, we're going to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 27. We'll also be in Acts chapter number 1. And before we get started, I need to let you know, there's going to be some very difficult topics discussed. Feel free to pause it or skip around a little bit if it gets a little too intense for you, okay? You feel free to do that, and it will be perfectly okay. Matthew 27, verse number 1, the Bible says, "When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor." Verse number 3. "Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood.' And they said, 'What is that to us? See thou to that.' And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went, and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces, and said, 'It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood.' And they took counsel, and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, 'And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me.'" Now, let's get one thing out of the way first thing. Number one, when it says spoken by Jeremy the prophet, you'll start looking for this scripture, and you will not find it in the book of Jeremiah, which is Jeremy the prophet. But now the Bible here does not say which was written by Jeremy the prophet. It says spoken. And it's very possible that the person who actually wrote it down in the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, which is Zechariah — you'll find the passage in Zechariah, and I'll leave it to your own exercise to find which passage it is — but you'll find the passage that's quoted here by Matthew in Zechariah. It's very possible it was spoken by Jeremiah, but written by Zechariah. And that's very possible. It does not say which was written by Jeremy the prophet. It says spoken by Jeremy the prophet. So, you know, be very careful about imagining contradictions in the Word of God. Speaking of, Judas's death is mentioned in one other place in the Word of God, just one other place, and that would be in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. Acts chapter 1, verse number 15, "And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said," the number of names together were about 120, "Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Asceldama," or Acceldama, that is to say, "the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take.' Wherefore, of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day, that same day rather, that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, 'Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, shew whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place.' And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." All right. These are the only two places where Judas's death is mentioned. Now, they're very different stories, aren't they? They're very different stories. And don't let that bother you. People have imagined a contradiction here, saying, Matthew said one thing and Acts through Luke said something completely different. But you know what? They don't say something completely different. So let's look at this real quick. First off, we've been talking about suicide. We've been talking about the suicides in the Word of God. This is number 7 in the suicides that are recorded in the Word of God. This one is the most difficult. It is, because it really encompasses the reasons of the rest of them. We started with Abimelech. Abimelech, out of pride, had his armor bearer commit suicide, to kill him. That's assisted suicide. And it was out of pride. He didn't want to be known that a woman had killed him. Then there was Samson, who was out of vengeance. He was going to be avenged of his eyes. He was going to take revenge on the Philistines. And in the process of it, he killed himself. Then there was Saul and Saul's armor bearer, who they could not stand the fact of the torture that was awaiting them. They had to get away from the torture of continuing to live and then being put to death by the Philistines. And, you know, there's folks that have committed suicide because they have terminal cancer and the pain has just got more than they could bear, and they know it's going to get worse, and they kill themselves rather than going through the torture of that. Doesn't make it right. It is still a sin, but those are the reasons. Then we have, of course, Ahithophel. And Ahithophel killed himself because he knew that he would have to live with that hated David for the rest of his life, and he would probably have to serve under him, and he could not stand to have to deal with that man David again anymore. That is Ahithophel. And then last week we looked at Zimri. King Zimri, king for 7 days, out of spite, burned the palace. If he can't have it, nobody can. And he killed himself. And of course, Tirzah was no longer the capital after that. Omri ended up building Samaria, and the palace at Samaria was greater than the palace that had been at Tirzah. And so Zimri committed suicide out of spite, out of pure spite. If he can't have the kingdom, the palace of the kingdom, nobody can. And now here we are at the last one, Judas Iscariot. And of course, we know the story of Judas, or at least we ought to know the story of Judas. A lot has been written about Judas. A lot of preachers have preached a lot of things about Judas, and that's not the point of today's broadcast. The point of today's broadcast is simply what was Judas's reasoning and what actually happened. Those are the two things we're going to look at. He committed suicide. He went, he betrayed Christ, he got 30 pieces of silver, and he had the money. And then he realized that they weren't just going to, I don't know what Judas thought they were going to do, but whatever it was, they weren't going to just do a little thing. They were taking him up to the governor. They were going to actually go through with putting him to death. I don't know if Judas didn't understand it or he didn't care or what. That's not the important piece. The important piece is, in the harsh light of the next day, Judas decided he had made a mistake. The Bible says he repented. Now, did he genuinely repent? Did he get forgiveness for that? The way the Bible talks about him and the way Jesus says it's better for that man that he were never born. Woe unto that man by whom I am betrayed. And I think it hit him all of a sudden how big a trouble he was really in, and there was no getting out of it. He had opportunity. He was right there. But Jesus even said, have I not chose you 12 and one of you is a devil? I believe that's the wording he's used. In any case, the next morning, Judas regrets. He regrets his poor choices. He regrets and he realizes there's no way of getting out of it. He then hangs himself. Now that's what the Bible says in Matthew 27. So let's look at the sequence of events. He finds a tree. He finds a field. He hangs himself after throwing the money back at the priests. He throws it down on the floor and he goes and hangs himself. The priest said, we can't put this in the treasury. It's blood money. And then somebody probably came back and said, that guy Judas, I don't know where he went, but he went somewhere. And so they end up buying the potter's field. And they buy it, and it ends up being called the field of blood. Because of what happens next. So what happens next? You might say Judas bought the potter's field. He really bought it. He bought it in the potter's field. He hung himself. But he also gave the money back to the priests. And yeah, he gave the money. Someone else made the purchase, but it was his money. He bought the field. So there's no contradiction between those two pieces, between Acts chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 27. The Pharisees actually handed the money over and completed the transaction, but Judas bought the field with the betrayal money. Both statements are true. Both statements are true. There's no contradiction here. There's no contradiction whatsoever in these two scriptures. You say, well, now wait a minute. The Bible says in Acts that he fell asunder and all his bowels gushed out. You know, when somebody falls, even in the midst of a field, they're not likely to just have their bowels gush out unless they've been dead for a while. And there's this thing called decomposition and bloating. And Judas would have hung, and he would have hung there who knows how long before he was discovered. There may have been several days. And then the rope may have broken. And he fell. And when he fell, he burst. And his bowels gushed out. That's pretty gross, isn't it? That's really gross. That's extremely gross. But, that happens with animals that are dead and, deer and such. I've seen deer that, they got hit and they're laying on the side of the road and you can tell they've been there a little while and, they're bloated. And if they get hit again, their bowels will gush out. And so again, Matthew 27 and Acts chapter 1 do not contradict each other. And again, I know that's gross. I know it's gross. But it's necessary to talk about. Because that's the word. I mean, we're supposed to take the word and study it. And I make no apologies for not skipping over things in the word that might be uncomfortable to some to actually dig into. I dig in. I like to dig in. I like to get to the meat of the matter and see what's going on. Judas hangs himself, and with his ill-gotten gain, the field is bought. And then something happens. He bursts asunder, and it becomes known as the field of blood, and that's where people get buried if they don't have a burying place. And Judas bought it. He didn't actually complete the transaction. The priests did, but it was Judas's ill-gotten gains that made the purchase. And so don't imagine contradictions where there aren't any. But now let's look at his reason. His reason. He repented, but it was too late. It was too late. And maybe he thought that it was bad while he was on the earth, but when he died, he probably wished he could go back and not die. And he would have done anything to have gotten back to that place before he hung himself. He would have. Because the way the Bible teaches, and I believe this man was not a saved man. And he went into torment, and it was way worse than the torment that he thought he had while he was still alive. If he had realized what he was going to face when he died, he would not have killed himself, and he would have done everything in his power to stay alive for as long as possible. But no, he couldn't live with himself. He couldn't live with himself. He had done something. It was tremendously bad that he did. And he got to a place he couldn't live with himself. Suicides often have that as their reason. They just can't keep living. They've done too much. Well, let me tell you something. If you're not Judas Iscariot, and I don't think there's anyone under the sound of my voice that is Judas Iscariot. Now, I'm pretty sure of that, actually. if you're not Judas Iscariot and you've not done what Judas did, there's hope for you. There's hope for you. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you've messed up. It doesn't matter how badly you feel like you have just completely messed everything up and made a mess of things. It doesn't matter. God can help you. God can forgive you. Will you have to face consequences on the earth? Yeah, you will. You will. But He can help you. He can help you. He can forgive you. He can, and He will. Now, Judas, that was a special case. That was a special case. Betraying the Lord Jesus Christ is tantamount to committing blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And everyone who rejects Christ, final rejection of Christ, everyone who commits that act, it's hopeless for them. But if you've not finally and totally rejected Him, then there's hope. No matter what your circumstance is, no matter what your situation is, no matter how bad you think you got it now, He can help you. He can help you. You cannot out-sin God. It was too late for Judas, or at least he thought it was. It really was too late for Judas. And that's why he committed suicide. 7 suicides. 6 different reasons. See, there's a double suicide, Saul and his armor bearer. So there's 6 reasons. That's all flesh. 6 is the number of flesh and of sin. 7 is the number of completion. Suicide is a complete sin. You're sinning against yourself, and you're sinning against God. You're sinning against yourself by committing self-murder. And murder is a sin. You're sinning against God because you're committing murder, and murder is a sin, and you have taken and said, God, I am going to do what I want to do with my life, and it's not going to be live for you. And that's sin. 6 reasons. Pride, revenge, fear, times 2, fear of torture with Saul and his armor bearer. Hatred, in the case of Ahithophel, hatred of having to see the man who did the things to his daughter and his daughter's husband. Spite and total resignation. Resigned to the fate and can't live with it. Can't live with shame, maybe? Maybe that's shame. Extreme shame is in the case of Judas. These things are all reasons that people might give to commit suicide. Well, I just can't keep going on. It's just getting too hard. Well, let me tell you something. When your back is to the wall, remember, his was to the cross. Talking about Christ. Christ went through everything that you've ever gone through, yet without sin. He was tempted in like manner as every man and every woman are tempted, without sin. He committed no sin. But the flesh was there. The flesh tempted him. The flesh tormented him. And he was in torment, being in the flesh continually. But he was the perfect Son of God. He did no sin. He could not sin. And he kept that flesh under control. Disciplined. Our Lord and Savior knew how to discipline the flesh. He knew how to take care of it. He knew how to prevent the flesh from rearing up its ugly head of sin. And he was 100% successful. He who knew no sin. He did not commit any sin whatsoever. But he felt everything. He felt everything. When he was getting ready to go to the cross, he was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he knew the betrayer was upon him, and he knew that this betrayer was going to feel the shame. He knew people were going to reject him. He knew that he was not going to be believed, and it would be almost futile. And he knew what they were going to do to him. He felt all of these things that these people who committed suicide, the shame of the way of death. He was crucified. No more shameful way ever been to be put to death. He could have wanted to take revenge on those who tormented him and those who would end up killing him. He could have taken revenge pretty easily, in fact. He could have said, I just can't go on any further. But he did. He did. He didn't stop on his journey to die. And I am so thankful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for that. So when things get hard, consider these seven people in the Word of God. Consider these seven. Consider, what is it that causes you to not want to go on? Is it one of the things that they had? Is it one of those things that they felt? Whether it be shame, or whether it be revenge, or whether it be fear, or whether it be hatred, or whether it be spite. Whatever it might be, cast it on the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to help me with these feelings. They're taking over. They're taking over my life and they're going to ruin me, Lord. And if I keep dwelling on these things, I might decide and I might start feeling like it'd just be better off if I just ended it all. Don't get to that point, folk. Get some help. Get some help. Get some help with the Lord. And get some help with the doctor if you need to. If there's chemical depression involved, then you need to get to the doctor. And the doctor will give you something to help you. But folk, we must be so careful to guard against these things. Oh my, oh my. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast for this week. I Want to Know More is a podcast ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. You can correspond with me by emailing to broadcast@lamarowen.net. Again, that's broadcast@lamarowen.net. And join us here again next week for the I Want to Know More podcast.